All right, this is Watchman on the Wall. This is Watchman on the Wall. All out alert. All out alert. This is End Time Global Link Ministry. This is Elder G. Bazard coming to you from Warren, Ohio. Amen. And we're going to go down there in Atlanta, Georgia at Block Talk Radio. Derek Oliver is co-host. And we're going to go on over into Texas to Elder, amen, Overseer, amen, Tim Jackson, amen, coming up the rear, man, and we got some good news. Jesus Christ is coming. Hey, that's the good news you're going to hear from Block Talk Radio, Watchman on the Wall, and Tim Jackson. We the end-time preachers. Amen. We're preaching, what, the coming of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. The only thing, amen, the only thing that a sinner can do is to repent and turn from their sins and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, because the rapture is right around the corner. Amen. It ain't far away. Amen. I ain't got time to be hanky-panking around talking about motivating speeches and how we can raise more money and what we're going to do that. It ain't no time for that. It ain't no time to be trying to see what you're going to do tomorrow. Is now. Now is the accepted time to know Jesus Christ. If you are lost, amen, and never met Jesus Christ, now is the time, the accepted time. We are here to let you know that all that's going on in the world today, every bit of it, every last drop, comes from the Word of God. Ain't nothing. God didn't miss nothing when he wrote the Bible, wrote and sent the prophets out. And most of all, he sent his son Jesus Christ down here to verify everything was in the Old Testament and verify everything in the New. And we're here today, amen, to encourage you. We're here to let you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall never perish,
amen,
but have everlasting life. Amen. That's my goal in life. That's my goal in life, is to see Jesus, to live with Jesus. Amen. Forevermore. That's my goal. Amen. I ain't got no other goal. I know I'll never be a football player. I'll never be a track star. Amen. That's come and gone. Amen. But I'm going to tell you right now, my main goal is to please God and to serve him and to announce to the world, amen, that Christ is on his way back to the world. Amen. It's a pleasure to be with you. Amen. We're going to be talking about everything. Try to talk about everything that's going on today, but there's so much going on, I know we can't cover it all. Well, we know one thing, amen, God is real. God is real. God is real. Sinner man, hear the call. The trumpets are getting ready to blow. Before we get into the word, amen, I'm going to let Brother Tim Jackson start us off. I'm going to have prayer right now. After I have prayer, I'm going to let Tim come on here, amen, and he's going to start this thing off. Amen. And from then on, we're going to go in until 7 o'clock. So tune in. Go get your friends around the corner. Amen. Go, man, go get your worst enemy. Tell me, say, look, man, hey, I'm sorry. I mean, if you don't like me or something, come on and listen to this radio program. Amen. Watchman on the Wall, End Time Radio Ministry. Amen. These preachers are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that is John 3:16. God loves the world. He loves the world. He loves humanity, but he don't love what humanity is doing to him. He wants humanity to accept his son Jesus Christ, so you won't have to perish and go to hell. Because let me tell you, it's real. You talking about real? Hell is more real than what you standing on right now. It's a place where the prepared for the devil and his angel. And guess what? The devil is trying to take everybody to hell with him. He has no future. His future is damnation, eternal fire, pain, and agony, and he's trying to get everybody he can. And if you stand for Christ, amen, he's going to hate you more. But right now, I'm going to have prayer, and then Brother Tim going to come on in and start this thing off. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, your mighty name, L-O-M, Jehovah, we thank you for this opportunity that we come to you right
amen.
Now. And we are the ones that's going to listen in on this. Amen. This might be my last run. I don't know if I'll be here next week. I don't know if I'll be here next tomorrow. I don't know that. Amen. But when I am here, we're going to ask you, Lord, to anoint Brother Tim Amen. Anoint me that I can preach the gospel to the world, preach it to those that need to hear it, preach it to those that don't want to hear it, that they may be able to get their soul delivered from the damnations of hell. Because we know the devil is roaring like a lion seeking who he may devour. He's trying to stop this radio program, but I rebuke him in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. He's not going to stop until I leave this planet. Amen. I'm asking God to bless us right now, that we may touch somebody's heart. We are not out here condemning people. We're not out here talking about where they're going. We're out here trying to tell you, amen, you need Christ in your life. If you have received Christ in the life, Lord, that's our goal, to win souls to Jesus Christ. And we ask you right now, Father, let your spirit hover over us as we go on the air in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen. Brother Tim, go ahead and roll with it, brother.
Amen. All glory to the Most High. Amen, brother. You said a word in your prayer. Amen. Our main objective is to win souls for the kingdom of heaven, to win souls for our Heavenly Father. Amen. Yahweh, we thank him for his son, Yahshua. We thank him for his sacrifice. Amen. And we're going to get into it today. We want you to be saved. We don't want no one to be lost. We love everyone, amen, on this planet. Amen. We are here for you. This ain't about no shape, form, or fashion. Amen. We just want you to be saved so that you may receive eternal life. Eternal life and everlasting life. Amen. Amen. These are the two, amen, it's the greatest gift in existence. Amen. Amen.
Greatest.
St. John. Amen. The third chapter.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 15 and 16.
All
Amen.
Right.
If I may read it. Amen. I'm going to read it to you. Let's read what it says. St. John, the third chapter, verse 15 and 16. This is what it says. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Yeah.
For God, amen, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. 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 You're going to receive the greatest gift in all existence. Amen. Not gold, not silver, not jewels, not riches, not land and amen. Mansions. Amen. But eternal life.
Eternal
amen,
life
is the greatest gift. Amen. You can gain the whole world. Amen. But if you die, amen. You die.
Amen.
You can't enjoy what you have. Amen.
No, you can't.
But see, with immortality, which was the greatest gift that Lucifer and the fallen angels given up. And they don't want you to experience eternal life. This is why Satan has deceived the entire world.
Yeah.
Because he knows what heaven is. This is why he has sent men and women in the church to lie, to teach false doctrines, to confuse man about salvation.
Yeah.
There is no confusion about salvation. It's clearly stated in the Bible that it is eternal. It is everlasting.
Yes,
once
sir.
You have it, you have locked hold on the greatest gift in existence. It is
yours. Come on, preacher.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm here to tell you that simplicity is God.
Amen.
God has made salvation simple. Amen.
Amen, brother.
And a lot of people say, well, what do you mean? You mean, what do you mean salvation? See, we have people who try to put, amen, they
Come
try
on.
To put stipulations to salvation. God ain't did that. Man ain't did that. The Bible says if you confess, Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 9, says if you confess with your mouth and you believe with your heart, thou shalt be saved. Period.
Yes.
It didn't say nothing else with all this additional stuff man has added to it. God has made salvation simple. Why? Because he wants you to be with him. You think God going to make it tedious or painful or stressful or to get salvation? That don't make any sense. If it's a gift, why would God make it difficult?
Come on, preacher.
If it's hard, why would he do that? He said, I gave it to you. My son did the hardest part. He went to the cross, and he died for your sin.
Died. Yes.
Amen. Christ did the hard part. All you have to do is be born again. As he told Nicodemus, your man must be born again. How do you be born again? Accept salvation, accept Christ. Accept his death, burial, and resurrection that he now sits on the right hand of the Heavenly Father for all eternity.
Yes.
He's going to come back and redeem man. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So I want to tell you first how you can become saved. The only way that you will escape this great tribulation, the only way you're going to escape this war that's coming.
Before
it gets bad, before any nuclear weapon can go in the air, amen, before all the world powers come together, amen,
come on,
and dump in this thing. I'm going to tell you right now, Putin, he has opened the doorway. And, man, you can rest assured, sooner or later, it is inevitable. It is going to happen. People are saying, they don't want this country to get in it. They don't want this country. It's inevitable. It's already happening. Just like we said a few weeks ago, a month ago, people said, oh, you know, he's not going to be, well, he's just doing it. He just said, and he even said himself he wasn't going in. But he knew he was going into Ukraine. He knew he was going to attack Ukraine. And people are saying, oh, he's getting resistance. This man, Russia's a giant to Ukraine. There's no resistance. This is war. And war is strategic. It's a strategy. He's trying to wear Ukraine down. He knows he's already got Ukraine. Amen. And
Amen.
Has challenged the world. Have you heard what this man has said? This man is speaking swelling words. First, he wasn't saying anything. Now he's saying everything. Oh, he's going in and can't nobody stop him? He knows that. He knows America's not going to jump in the war. He knows Europe's not going to jump in the war right now, but it's inevitable. Eventually, we will have to get into the war. He knows that he has nations hiding behind the curtains that's going to unveil themselves soon, and they're going to let you know who the players are on the board. You're going to see who the pieces are on the board. You say, wow, they were with Russia. They already know that they're with Russia right now. It ain't no secret. It's a secret to us, to most of us. But it's not a secret to them. It's not a secret to us. That's why. Why do you think he's saying the things that he's saying? He know he has backup. Amen.
Yes,
see, the bully has backup.
Backup.
Amen. He know he has
countries
that have deep pockets behind him. He has countries that have large militaries, but they're ready to go to war. They're ready to go all in. And China has already shook Russia's hand and said, hey, we are with you all the way. You think China? We talked about China this past summer, didn't we, Doctor? And Taiwan. Amen. They ain't forgot about Taiwan. China still wants Taiwan. And you think they ain't going to go over there pretty soon to get Taiwan? And what is the West going to do? The same thing that they're doing right now while Russia is beating up on Ukraine. Absolutely nothing. Until it's time for them to jump in. This is prophecy. Amen. It's going to happen.
Amen.
Amen. This is Bible prophecy. Amen. We're not saying that we want people to die, but we know it's inevitable. The Bible's already said it. It's going to happen. I ain't got to say it. The Bible's already said it. Amen. Don't get mad at me. Amen. Get mad at the devil. Amen. If you want to get mad at somebody, get mad at Lucifer. That's the person you're mad about. Amen. I'm just a messenger sent by God to tell you to get your soul ready, to get your soul and to get your house in order. So when all jump off, when it all goes down, you won't be here. That's the main important thing for you and your family not to be here. That's the only escape. Amen. Ain't no going back to the Super Bowl and being in concerts. It's like the brother said, it's time.
Come on, preacher.
Amen. It's time out. Going to the mall, going on cruise ships and vacations and traveling to Europe and Asia and Russia and Africa. And get your soul right. Amen. Because all the balls, get your spiritual bags packed. Because the king
is coming.
Is coming. Amen, doctor.
Amen.
Amen. The king is coming. And you should be getting your soul prepared. This is what we've been doing for the past 2 years, for the past 10 years, for the past 20 years, for the past 40 and 50 years. We have been sounding the alarm. And while people have been ignoring us, smiling at us, oh, man, here he go. I had a friend that tell me that the other year. Oh, here he go again. Amen. We've been hearing, this ain't new. This ain't new. We've been hearing people say this to us for years. Now, their ears are to the wall. They are listening.
Come on.
They are listening what thus says the Lord. But I ain't never had so many people on my job just out and about in public telling me, you have a blessed day. God bless you. Now everybody's getting spiritual. Wait a minute.
No.
Before it was no such thing. There was no such thing as no God bless you and have a blessed day. May God keep you. And what's all this now? See,
all
that's
right.
How the world is. Amen. When they are scared, they start getting spiritual. Amen.
Spiritual.
Amen. I used to have a friend that say, there's a lot of folks out here say they don't believe in God, but let them get hit over the head. Who's the first name they call? Oh, God. Amen.
Come on,
that's how it is. We just being for real, amen. We want you to be saved. We don't want you to lost. Let me go ahead and get into some scriptures. Amen. Before I turn over to the brother. Amen.
Go
I'm going to have
bro.
To speak to you for a minute. Amen. But I got to get into some word. Amen. Amen. I got to look at some scriptures. And what I want to talk to you today about, amen. Like the brother says, a lot of things to talk about, but we only got so much time to talk to you about it. Amen. But, amen. The Great Tribulation.
Come on.
Amen. And what I want
amen.
To talk to you about is what Christ talked to his disciples about. He talked to his disciples about the Great Tribulation, which is known as the what? Olivet Discourse.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And what he began to explain to them, amen. And he said, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the signs of thy coming and
all
of
right.
the end of the world? Amen.
Come on.
Matthew, the 24th chapter, verse 3. It said, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately saying, amen. This is known as the Olivet Discourse. Amen. He described to you the Antichrist. Go to go to Matthew's 24th chapter, verse 5. Amen.
Gotcha.
Amen. He pointed out the Antichrist, 24 and 5. It says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
Many.
What is he saying? Many doctrines. People are going to say, hey, he's over here to Jehovah Witness. Hey, he's over here in the Muslim. And we see this now with this great deceit. This one world church, man, y'all better hear me.
But listen,
signing up is sad. Folks are just signing up for. There's only one God. There can only be one God. Amen. Ain't
Amen.
All these different demonic gods that Satan then let loose. It ain't all these fallen angels and Satan. There's only one God. That's the God.
Amen.
Amen. That sits up in heaven. That we are about to see the church. Amen. We're about to be caught up. Amen. To be with the Lord in the earth. Amen.
Ooh,
Revelation. Amen. Amen.
Ooh.
Revelation, the sixth chapter. Amen. Let me see if I can give him a little bookmark. Amen.
Go
Revelation,
ahead.
The sixth chapter.
Yeah.
Verse 2. Amen. What does it say? Let me run over there real quick.
All
We're
right.
talking about the spirit of Antichrist and the Antichrist himself that's going to actually come on the scene.
Come on the scene.
Revelation 6 and 2. And I saw and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went
yeah.
forth conquering and to conquer. Amen. As soon as the church
Amen.
Is gone, this war is kicking off. These folks are bombing one another. Amen. He's going to come on the scene. And what is he going to do? He's going to quiet World War III.
Uh-huh.
And folks, amen. Folks going to think this is the man here. This is
uh-huh.
him.
Come on, quick.
Amen. He gonna come out and try to explain away the confusion and the chaos. People don't want to hear Biden. People don't want to hear Putin. They don't want to hear Macron.
Come on, boy.
Amen. They don't want to hear them. Amen. They ain't talking about, they don't want to hear the Chinese president. They want to hear, who is this guy here? We want to hear what he got to say. Amen. He's going to calm the powers down. Amen. Because he don't want the world to be destroyed. And God's not going to allow that no way. Amen. Man
no
is
way.
Not in control. Amen. God is
Amen.
In control. Amen.
Amen.
God. Amen. The Holy Spirit is just, when the trumpet sounds, he's just going to step back.
Step back.
He's going to say, okay, now you can come on the stage. This is the Antichrist. Now you can come on the stage. See, he can't come on the stage now. God is still in control.
No.
And he's going to be still in control through the tribulation, because the Holy Spirit ain't going nowhere. Amen. The Holy Spirit is God's hand. Amen. He ain't going nowhere. But all he going
nope.
No, he ain't going nowhere. God can't go nowhere. He's everywhere at all times.
Amen.
He's going to still be here. And how do we know that God is still going to be here? The Holy Spirit is going to still be here. Because there's going to be saints going to be saved, 144,000.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
There's
going to
be
Tell
deliverance
it.
On this earth. During the tribulation, the two witnesses, amen, is going to deliver
on,
souls on this earth. That's how we know that God is not, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. God loves
Come
man. He still said there is opportunity while you have breath in your body, even during the great tribulation, to be saved. Amen.
Come on, preacher.
Amen. Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Let's see if I can hurry up. War.
No, take your time.
Terror.
Take your time.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. Got me a little nap. Amen. Got me a little rest. I'm on fire a little bit. Amen.
I don't want you on fire. You can.
Amen. Matthew, the 24th chapter, verses 6 and 7. Amen. Watch what it says. And ye shall hear of wars. And rumors of wars. Amen. That's where we at now. And watch
right.
this. We are at war now. See that ye be not troubled, for
come
all
on.
These things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Brother, we've been telling folks this for years. Wars and rumors of wars. Amen. There's going to come a point. Christ knew that there had been wars and rumors of war. And what always happened before war?
Come on.
Rumors. Rumors. Hey, man, what are rumors? Rumors are hearsay. They said that China may get in the war. They said that Russia may attack Ukraine. War
Come.
And rumors of war.
Rumors of war.
Amen. Amen.
Amen,
but watch this. Amen. Verse 7 says, for nation shall rise against nation. Lord have mercy. And kingdom against kingdom. Amen. The nation of Russia, Gog and Magog, is attacking its own brotherly nation. Amen.
Come on.
And kingdom against kingdom. Amen. Yes. Now NATO. Amen. Now they got NATO troops are getting suited up. Oh, man, y'all better hear what I'm saying. Hear what thus said the Lord. You do realize that NATO has a pact. Since World War One and World War Two, because so many millions of lives have been lost, that they said if anyone attack one of the nations of NATO, that they all have to go to war. Lord have mercy.
Come on, preacher.
You know what I'm saying? These are first world. These are not your little back countries. Amen. These are not your little militias fighting over little territory, trying to, you know, take over this. These are first world nations that have the greatest powers on earth that are about to go to war.
Come on,
Lord have mercy. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. Come on, preacher.
Amen. Now watch this. And there shall be what? Famines. We see it already. Amen. I told you all before. I did some research on World War One and World War Two. It was now war that all based on the wars. Amen. And at the time of war, millions of people die due to famine. Why? Because it drains the economy. Man, wars can suck an economy dry. That's why they're sanctioning Putin and the wealthy people in Russia to stop them from attacking Ukraine. They're trying to suck them dry.
Yeah.
They want him to stop. But Putin's not going to stop. He's going to keep going because he has to. This is Bible prophecy. I know you don't
like
it. I know you don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it either, but we got to tell the truth.
Got to tell it.
Amen. Got to tell the truth.
Got to tell it.
And watch what it says. It says in pestilences. We already got famines right now. We already
right
got
now.
The all these viruses on the earth. Amen. We know that most of them are man-made. Man set them free. But, man, once the church is gone out of here, man, look at here. There's going to be some stuff unleashed on this planet that man, make the coronavirus look like a sneeze. That's what it's going to look like. It's going to look like a sneeze, amen, compared to the worst diseases on this planet.
Lord,
amen. And then it says earthquakes in diverse places.
Great.
We are here. Amen. Ain't no need looking the other way because it ain't gonna change the situation because it's here. Amen. Revelation. Amen, doctor. Revelation 6:3. Amen. It says, watch this. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red. Come on now. Who is red? Russia.
Yeah.
Russia is red. Amen. I know when we was in school, they also said China was red. Amen. Why they say that? Because China's going to have a large impact on this war as well. But we know that it's red. We're talking about Gog and Magog.
Huh? Woo!
And it says, and power was given to him that set thereon to take peace from the earth. It didn't say from the nations of certain nations. It says from the earth. That means pretty much every continent on this planet. And
Lord
World War III will have something to do with this war.
Jesus.
And that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Hey,
yeah.
Now I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to return to the brother. I'm going to say, because this time we're going to go a little bit more in depth. I know we've just been bouncing. Probably people have said, man, y'all been talking about that for a while. But that's because we're here. Hey, amen. We're here.
That's right.
Yeah, but we're going to get into
that's
some
right.
more stuff today. Hey, amen.
Yeah.
But I got to say that. And I know a lot of times people don't want to hear this. But in World War One, World War Two, there were millions of lives lost. Ain't no telling how long this war going to last. I don't know if it's going to last a few months. a couple of months, but there's going to be some lives lost. There's already been some lives lost.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We don't know how many, but there's already some lives lost. And war is always ugly. Why? Because when men, women, and children got to suffer, and you see all those children, folks running away, trying to get away. Now they're talking about they may have to be brought over here to the West, European nations, and probably over to the West. Amen.
Yeah.
To help them escape this terrible war. Amen.
Yeah.
And so we'll be praying. We'll be praying for your souls as well as your loved ones. We'll be praying for those that are affected by this war. Amen. We're praying that you get saved and receive salvation. Amen. Go ahead, Doctor.
Come on.
I'm going to come back with some more. Go ahead, Doctor.
Man, you hot. You hot as a pancake on a hot stove. You so hot, man.
All glory to the Most High God.
And what all you said about salvation is simplicity. It's as simple as A, B, C. You can distinguish the A from the B and the B from the C. Jesus Christ is the key to salvation. Don't let nobody fool you. You can't work yourself. My God, you can't go to your mama or your daddy and tell them to give me some salvation. They ain't got it. Amen. And what they got there, they got it from fault. Salvation is so simple that a wayfaring man or fool should err therein. And the world today, the devil and all his cohorts of angels have tried to make salvation so complicated and so hard.
Come
on, Doctor. You got to do this, you got to do that, you can't do this, and you can't do this. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. That
come
you're gonna,
on, Doctor.
You're gonna flip your lid. Ooh! I'm going to show you how simple salvation it is. Good God Almighty. You remember when Moses was down there in the wilderness? Amen. Down there in Egypt land. And God made the last, gave the feast days to Israel. And he told them how simple it's going to be for you to be delivered from what? Be delivered from the Egyptian. Be delivered from bondage. Be delivered and set free so you can go into the land flowing with milk and honey. But in going into the land, with milk and honey, you got to escape the judgment that's going to come upon Egypt tonight. He said, Moses, I want you to get a lamb. I want you to get a ewe lamb, no older than 3 years old. Amen. And it's got to be spotless and without blemish. I want you to kill that little lamb. I want you to take the jugular vein, amen, and take a knife and cut the throat of the little lamb and take the base. Put blood inside the basin and then take the hyssop. And the hyssop is a bitter herb. It's a bitter herb representing the bitterness of Egypt that the Israelites was under. He said, take that bitter and dip it in the blood. Good God Almighty. He said, dip it in the blood. And when you dip it in the blood, take the hyssop and put it on the lintel of the doorpost. Whoa. Put it on the top side. Put it on the left side. Put it on the right side. And he said, now, when you put that blood on the doorpost, the only way that the Israelites and anybody else, I mean, if you was an Egyptian, amen, and you turned to the God of Yahweh and you said, get in the house, all the families and loved ones. You said, go inside the house. Now, wait a minute. You mean to tell me in order for me to escape Egypt? And the plague just going to come up on Egypt. The only thing I had to do is put my faith in the blood that was on the doorpost and just walk inside the door. Just go on in. Hey, man, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Go on in the door and shut the door. And at midnight, you don't have to worry about what you done or what you done said. If you just believe that this blood that was shed by this little lamb, ooh, good God Almighty. Y'all got to help me up in here now because this thing is getting, he said, now, at midnight, I'm going to send death through Egypt. And the only way that you can escape the wrath of God up on the Egyptians, if you go inside the house, shut the door, and the door has to have blood on the lintels of the doorpost. He said, when I send death down through Egypt. And he said, when death see the blood, death has to pass over the blood. Death cannot go inside the house and kill those that's inside the house that got the blood put on the lintel of the doorpost. And Egypt was destroyed as far as those that did not have the blood on the doorpost. And guess
Amen.
What? The Israelites came out the next day, and they were set free. Now, what I'm trying to say, preacher, I'm trying to say you now, there ain't no more lamb's blood. There ain't no more. There's only one lamb's blood. And that lamb's blood is a man. And that man is God man. And that man is God Almighty. He became a man. He became a slain lamb before the foundations of the world. What did the lamb do? The lamb was hung on the cross, Jesus Christ. What did the lamb do? The lamb dropped his head between the locks of his shoulder. What did the lamb do? The lamb went down into the bowels of hell and stayed down there 3 days and three nights. What did the lamb do? The lamb got up on the third day morning with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. What did the lamb do?
Amen.
The lamb died for your sins and my sins. He died for your mind, your cheek, backbiting. He died for your church going, because a lot of people going to church don't know the lamb. There's a lot of people singing that don't know the lamb. There's a lot of people that said they know the lamb, but they don't know the lamb, because the lamb got more powerful than a locomotive. The lamb is more faster than a speeding bullet. The lamb
Amen.
Got everything told. The lamb is a lamb of God that was slain before the foundations of the world. And the simple plan of salvation, I want to run on a little further. Go down there by Noah and check the ark out. And the ark was a sign of deliverance. And the only thing that you had to do to be saved from the flood is just walk on the ark. Good God Almighty. You didn't have to have no ticket. You didn't have to have no money. You didn't have to have fame or glory. The only thing you had to have was faith to believe what Noah preached the gospel, that the only way
Amen.
You can deliver from the flood is come on the ark. And one thing about it, you couldn't hang on the other side of the ark. You could, because they didn't have no handlebars. You had to go inside the ark and shut the door. And if you come to Christ, you can't hang on to Christ. You got to let Christ come into your life. You got to let Christ
Amen.
Come into your heart. You got to let Christ come into your body. And when he comes into your soul, he'll set you free. And it's as simple as that. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Bible says thou shalt be saved. That's simple. That's simple. And the world will try to make it difficult. Jesus said repent. The brother just said a while ago, repent and believe on the Lord
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Confess with your big mouth. Oh, man, you got a big mouth for everything else. You can talk about everything else. But when it comes to Jesus Christ, you want to shut your mouth. But I'm going to tell you right now, I got a big mouth. And if you want to get me to talk and say something about Jesus, woo! I know
right.
I can't fight for Jesus, but I tell you, I'll fight for the man. I'll fight for his reputation. I'll fight who he was. I'll fight what he done for me. Because nobody can do me like Jesus. Nobody can love me like Jesus. And you know something? God loves me, and he also loves you. He loves you. Those that's listening to me out there, Jesus loves you, and the simple plan of salvation is just walk on by faith. Come to the cross where the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Ooh, his blood is more powerful. And guess what? When the devil sees the blood, he runs like hell. He can't get near the blood. He can't even look at the blood. And the blood of Jesus Christ is the only thing that can sanctify your soul and put the love of God in your heart. And a lot of people talk about, well, I don't know
Amen.
If I'm saved or not. What do you mean you don't know if you saved or not? The Bible says you
Come
know
on,
that
doctor.
You passed from death to life. You know you've been born again. What? By the love of God in your heart. Because if a man say he loved God and hate his brother, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. And there's a lot of church-going folks that say they love God, but they're talking about everybody but Jesus Christ. They're talking about Christ sometimes because they feel they're not satisfied with the already undone. But let me tell you something. If you know you've been born again, you know by the Spirit of God, by the change of life. A change
Amen.
Of life. A change from hate and bigotry to the love of God. Because when the love of God comes into your life, let me tell you something. You are going to know it. You are going to feel it. You are going to shout it. You are going to do everything to show God, I appreciate what you've done for me. You saved my soul from hell. Come on,
amen.
Now. Telling you, I don't have to have a 40-piece choir to shout. I can shout without no music around. Thank you, God. He saved my soul from hell.
That's it. Amen.
And now, I don't have to worry about going to no lake of fire. Jesus Christ went to hell and set the captive free, went down there in paradise and rearranged
amen.
The furnace. Ooh, and when he came out on the third day morning, he brought all those old patriarchs out of paradise. And when he brought them out of paradise, he said, I'm going to be on the earth for 40 days, and I want you to be on the earth with me for 40 days. And after the 40 days, I'm going to ascend into heaven. And when Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, all those Old Testament saints ascended up into paradise. And no longer.
Amen.
No longer. Paradise is in the bowels of the earth. And that's why the Bible say hell has enlarged itself. Because when paradise was empty, now it took the place of being the whole corridor of hell. But let me tell you, sister, brother, I'm going to tell you, teenager. I'm going to tell you, old man. I'm going to tell you, young lady. I don't care how beautiful you are, how the boys are chasing you down. And I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how well you dress. I don't care how well your shape is. Men, I don't care how you think you're so handsome. You think you're so bold that you'll go from heaven. Let me tell you, you must be born again. I don't care how well you dress. I don't care how well you speak. I don't care how well education. It's just a simple plan to come on in to the kingdom of God by just walking in by faith. Look
amen.
At Lot. What did Lot do? Lot escaped Sodom and Gomorrah. What did he do? He didn't sit around and talk about motivation speeches and go to church. The angel told him to get out. Run for your
that's
life.
Right.
And people today ain't running. They're running towards hell. They ain't running from hell.
Come
they're
on,
running
God.
To football games. Don't get me wrong. I don't mean you got to have some kind of little recreation. A football game, they're running to whole houses. They're running to the child pornography. They're running after money. They're running after lesbianism. They're running after everything. They ain't running from it. They're running to it. And Lot
that's
was
right.
in the field with sin. And God told Lot, grab your wife, grab your daughter, and get out. And Lot said, come on, woman. Come on, wife. Come on, daughter. Come on. We got to get out of here. And the only thing they had to do, they ran out of Sodom and Gomorrah by faith. Because an angel told them, God
that's right.
is going to destroy this city. And God has already told us in this word, he's going to eliminate sin on this earth. He's going to burn it up. And he's telling the world today, run, run for your life. And the world is saying,
amen.
I ain't got time to be going to Bible study. I ain't got time to be praying. I ain't got time to be teaching my children. I ain't got time for that, man. I got to go to a banquet tonight. I'm going to a bingo party tonight. I'm going to a synagogue tonight. I'm going to see Dre. I'm going to see some of them rock singers. And there's a lot of church folks. Everything that's connected up, all this old world of music that's going on, they'll run to that and jump in and shout and go back to church and try to say, Jesus, keep me near the cross. You ain't near no cross. You get near the cross, man, the cross eliminate that stuff in you. Because a lot of so-called preachers and a lot of so-called church members are still influxing themselves with that. But the Bible said when Jesus Christ comes, one thing you better do, one thing you better know, you better have been born again, washed
that's right.
in the blood, in the Lamb of God. Woo, because we got a lot of weak Christians out there. We got a lot of hard-headed Christians out there. We got a lot of lazy Christians out there. And let me tell you, they're not doing the will of God. And the Bible says, don't let your works be undone when I call you home. Because when the Bible tells me, when the trumpets of God shall sound, whoo, and heaven going to ring the trumpets. And they tell me the dead in Christ. You hear what I said? I say the dead in Christ. If
amen.
You don't know Jesus Christ, if you leave this world and you die without Christ, you're not going to hear that trumpet. He said, the dead in Christ shall what? Get up out the grave and dust off that mortal body and put on this mortal jacket. We that remain alive shall be caught to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. God Almighty. What you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about the second coming of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about salvation. The only way you can come on in, amen. You can shake the preacher's hand all you want. You can sing the sweetest song that the world have never heard. But I don't care how sweet it is. I don't care how well you sing it. You've got to know the blood of Jesus Christ. And the only thing you've got to do, you've got to come to him in the humble, repentant spirit and say, Lord, have mercy. I am a sinner. I am cooked. I am no good as far as being a sinner, because to be a sinner is the worst thing you can be.
Right.
You talk about being a sinner is the worst thing you can be, because a sinner is lost. And if you are sinning, and if you walking in sin, and you love sin, and you embrace sin, and you rebuke, and you reject the righteousness of Jesus Christ, which is through the cross, and you deny the cross, you question the cross. But let me tell you, the cross is the only way that any man, woman, boy, or girl can ever meet God. You ain't gonna meet him no other way but through Jesus Christ. And if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says thou shalt be saved. Quit going around here and telling folks you gotta stop doing this and stop doing this. And if you get saved, you lose your salvation, and you don't know if you will go to heaven or not. With Jesus Christ,
didn't
come down here to play bingo. He didn't come down here to play marbles. He didn't come down here to play golf. He didn't come down here to play football. He didn't come down here to play tennis. He came down here and died for your sins.
Amen.
Because he knows your sin will drive you to hell. And he can't, if you die without Christ, he can't come to hell and take you out. You in there. And hell and Gehenna, the lake of fire, is two different places. Hell is a waiting room for the final judgment. And Gehenna is a lake of fire. If you go to hell, you're going to be in fire, but you ain't going to be in the lake until after the millennium reign.
That's right.
In the millennium reign, all the wicked dead will be cast into the lake and fire. He says death and hell and be cast into the lake of fire. If you go to hell, it's hot down there. And I don't have to have a dream. I don't have to have a vision. I don't have to go to hell and come back and tell you there is a hell. I've been to hell already without even going there. And I wouldn't want to go there to see what it looked like. But let me tell you something.
Doctor.
You don't want to see what it looked like neither. Amen. Because if you go there, you're going to be there forever. You ain't going to be there for no 30 days. You ain't going to be there for no 90 days. You're going to be there forever. Why?
Hmm.
Why do I have to go to hell? You're going to hell because you refuse to get your sins forgiven and washed. You rejected the blood of Jesus Christ. And that was the only way that God had. He ain't got no other way to save humanity but by his own blood. Head on Calvary's cross. Come on, choir director. Woo. Come on, preacher. Live what you profess. If you know Jesus Christ, shout it. If you know Jesus Christ, let the world know he's coming back again. To get a what? A blameless, spotless, sanctified church. And I mean composed of every nationality on the planet.
Amen.
Every nationality of Gentiles will be in heaven. Those that have given their life to Jesus Christ. The Jew will be there. So come on now. Don't be separatist. Don't try to set yourself above somebody else and think you're the only one that got. Oh, that's religion there. When you think you got somebody better than somebody else, that's religion.
That's right.
But see, I got Jesus, and Jesus is not a religion. Jesus is a relationship through the blood of Jesus Christ. And the world said, I don't want that. But make no difference. What we're living in today, the brother has already told us, we're living in a war time zone. We're living in a war zone now. Third World War is getting ready to take place. And it's going to take a build-up. It's building up right now. Nations are arming themselves. And they ain't using firecrackers and shooting little rockets up in the air.
Come
amen. They're using IBM ballistic missiles. They got missiles all over Ukraine. And if Putin wanted to set them suckers off, he can take that. He can take Ukraine in one day. And I don't agree what he's doing. But this is Bible prophecy. What you looking at? People looked up.
That's right.
I don't read the Bible. I don't see where it says in the Bible. You got to read it. You got to pray over God's word. Don't depend upon the preacher. Come on. You got
That's
to
right.
follow your living room. Go in your closet and say, Lord, have mercy. Show me. Show me.
Amen.
What the word is saying. And I guarantee you, if you mean it with the intent of your heart, God will show you. God will show you exactly what's getting ready to happen. And when you find out, praise God. Amen. World War III is on the verge. And I'm going to give me a couple more minutes. I'm going to give it over to the brother. Amen.
Amen.
World War III will be it started way back there in 1965, 67, when Russia invaded Czechoslovakia. And they invaded a couple of those satellite countries, and they couldn't get them. And they tried to build a Berlin Wall to cut the other satellite nations from Russia. But Reagan broke that down, and so Russia lost that area. They lost Ukraine and all them. In 2014, they tried to make a run down there in 2014, but they had to back off. But this time, Putin said, I got to have Ukraine because I'm going to use Ukraine. I'm going to listen to me. Listen, all those that listen to this, please listen to this. Please listen to this. Ukraine is a pathway for Russia and the nations to come down.
Come on down.
Because if you don't have Ukraine, he cannot make a passageway. Too narrow to go the other way. So he had to make a passageway to own and take control of Ukraine. So when this battle begins to take place, he will have already set the time and the pathway that they are going to take. That's what that's all about. Why? Listen to what I'm saying now. This is Bible. Amen. I lay my neck on the chopping block. I'll tell you, I know what the Bible says. I know it. I study the Word of God. I love the Word of God. I love the Word of God. And thank God I can live the Word of God through His Son, Jesus Christ. I can't live it by myself. I can't live it on my good works. I can't live it on the way I look in the mirror with my little hair that
I got left.
I used to have some good hair, but it's gone now. I got bald spots on top of my head. I'm not going by my looks to convince you. I'm going by the Spirit of God that you could listen to me and watch your TV set and see what all is going over in the Middle East. That's not the brother said wars and wars and rumors of wars. Now there's over 40 wars worldwide that's going on right now. There's another war that's coming, which will be between Israel and Iran, because Iran plans to what? Try to wipe the Jewish people off the face of the earth.
Come on, doctor.
Russia said, well, we ain't worried about that. What we want to do, Russia said, we're going to go down and invade the country. The nations of the world, the Gentile nations, don't want the Jews on the planet. Good God Almighty. You better read your Bible. The Gentile nation don't want the Jews on the planet, but God said, these are my people. These are my jewels. These are the people that I was called, Abraham, to be the father of many nations. And that was the only man on the planet. Abraham was the only man on the whole planet that was able and capable and qualified to bring a nation to an existence. And that was the Jewish nation. And Abraham was a man of faith. He walked by faith, lived by faith, talked by faith. And God said, man, I'm pleased with you. I'm pleased with you so much. I'm going to let you become the father of many nations. And then I'm going to let you be the head of all the nations. And then I'm going to let this nation bring the Messiah into the world through Mary,
Amen.
Born of a virgin. She was a young woman, 17 or 18 years old. I'm going to use her body to pick up a body. And when I pick up this body, a child shall be born, a son shall be given, and you shall call his name Wonderful, shall call his name the Prince of Peace, shall call his name the Everlasting Father, you shall call his name the Mighty God, Woo! Jesus Christ was a mighty God walking in the flesh, healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out devils, turning water to wine, feeding 5,000 people with two fishes and five boxes of bread. John Eagle put John Eagle out of business. Good God Almighty. Took Kroger. Kroger had to shut down when Jesus came. He was a moving grocery store. And guess what? He's feeding me today. Woo! I ain't worried about a food shortage. I ain't worried about running out of water because he's a living water. I'm not worried about bread because he's a living bread. And he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, why would you want to not serve a God like that? He's a mighty God. Listen to what I'm saying. Russia is going to work on down to get this pathway down there by the Black Sea. And this is going to happen. This war is going to come to a head during the tribulation period. Look-a-here, sister, brother. Look-a-here, young man. Look-a-here, young sister. Look-a-here, teenager. Hey, man, you might think you smart. You might think you young. You might not think you're going to get old. But let me tell you, brother, hearken into the word of the Lord. You won't be responsible for your own sin. But if you want Jesus Christ to come in your life, come on now. You can repent, too. You can repent too. Don't wait till you get 99 years old and try to repent. Ooh, the longer you live in sin, the harder it is for you to repent. Ooh, the Bible says, remember now your Creator in the days of our youth. Come on, while you're young, you're frisky, you got energy, why don't you give your heart to the Lord? If you give your heart to the Lord, when you grow old like me, 77 years old, you still have a young spirit. You still have a young heart. You still have good health. I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah! God will take care of you if you take care of God's business.
Amen.
The brother's been ministering for 22 years. I've been ministering for 57 years and still going strong. The devil ain't putting out my fire because it's like fire. Shut up in my bones.
Amen.
I can't hold my peace, brother. Brother Tim, I know you can't hold your peace. Why? Because
amen.
This is run around and complain. I'm not complaining. I'm telling you about what Russia's getting ready to do. And Russia's making a path. And you don't think Russia is prepared for this? Putin is a diabolical devil. He is a dictator.
Yes, he is.
He's one that's after blood. He wants to rule the world. And listen what he's got. In the book of Ezekiel, if we find out there's five other nations, he just ain't got that nation that he's over. He's got five other nations that's confederate with him that's going to come down the holy mountain. I'm going to give you the name. You can find it in the Word of God. Look at here. He says Ezekiel listed five nations who will join Russia during her invasion. These are Persia, Ethiopia, Libya, Gomer, and Togarma. Persia is modern-day Iran. Ethiopia is black African nations. Libya is Arabic African nations. North Africa. Gomer is East Germany. And Togarma is southern Russia. And the Cossacks are perhaps Turkey. These five other nations have armies, and they're going to link up with Russia. This can only happen during the tribulation period. The church, look here, the glory of God, the church will not be in here. The church will be gone. The church will be in heaven. The church will be at the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, where the saints will be judged for their works. Your works. Come on, Christians. Come on, Christians. Born-again believers. Sanctified. I ain't talking about criticized. I'm talking about sanctified. Set apart from sin. Going to the judgment seat of Jesus Christ for their works. Their salvation has already been taken care of 2,000 years ago. And now, if you have accepted Jesus Christ tonight, good God Almighty, if you accept Jesus Christ before you go to bed tonight, guess what? If the church was to be called home by the trumps of God, you will be gone. And when we are gone, The Antichrist will come. That's the brother spoke of that in the sixth chapter. The white horse. And there are one, two, three, four characteristics of these horses are found in Zechariah and Revelation. And this horse that you see in the sixth chapter represents the Antichrist, as the brother said. Hey, the second horse is a red horse, which represents the World War III that will bust into World War III, a global war where nations will try to control the world and rule the world. Well, you got this old spirit. Guess where you got this spirit from? Lucifer. Lucifer.
Amen.
Oh, man, that sucker is a mess. He's a low-down, dirty, rotten, crooked, backbone.
Yes, he is.
Liar. He is trying to defeat God Almighty, although he couldn't get it in heaven. He couldn't get it in heaven, and he's still trying to get it to try to rule the world. And guess what? He's on his way down. Guess what? He's going to be low. He's going way down in the bottomless pit during the millennium reign and come up out of the bottomless pit and try to take Jerusalem for the last time during the millennium reign. And then he's going to be cast into the These five nations now are building up and getting ready to link up with what? Russia. And these nations will come down on the holy mountain of God and try to captivate. Woo! He will try to captivate Jerusalem because the Jews will prevail. Hallelujah! The Jews will prevail. God is going to show the Gentile nations who he has chosen to be his chosen people, not his favorite people, but his chosen people to do the work, what? Do the work on the last day or the last 7 years of the tribulation period, because when the church is removed from the earth, there won't be nobody here to preach the gospel. So God said,
All right,
Abraham, all right, Zebulun, all right, Issachar, good God Almighty, if you don't believe it, read the seventh chapter of Revelation. It gives you the 12 tribes in which we'll be preaching the gospel during the tribulation period. They will be preaching it around the world, man. What you talking about? You got your iPhone,
right.
You got your telephone, you got your radio, you got your internet, you got the Instagram, you got your YouTube, you got 600 satellites circling the earth right now that can program in every continent on the planet, and you tell me the gospel is not going to be preached around the world, whether you want to be preaching until hell going to hear about it. Woo! Hell is going to be disturbed. The heavens are going to shout. Men on the earth are going to receive Jesus Christ during the tribulation period. But the war will not take place to full scale until the church is removed. The Antichrist is going to come on the scene. And just like the brother said, because he brought out some good points there, the Antichrist is going to be a sweet-talking orator man. He's going to make Napoleon look like a little playboy. He's going to make Hitler look like a little playboy. He's going to make Mussolini look like a little playboy. He's going to make all these dictators that have grown in the past look like a little playboy. And he's going to calm the world down and say, look, I am Jesus. And he's going to say, I'm going to give the Jews 7 years of protection. And I'm going to give them to rebuild their temple. And guess what? The Jews are planning right now to lay out the temple now. And they're going to do it during the time of the tribulation. The two prophets are going to come and stand on the Temple Mount to protect them to build that temple, because the Jews believe that this is false Messiah is the true Messiah, which means a liar, because Jesus said in the last days, if I come in my name, you won't believe me, but if somebody else come in their other name, you can believe they're Christ.
Amen.
The Jews are gonna
believe
it's Jesus Christ, and it ain't going to be nothing but a lying, slew foot, backbone devil. Amen. He's going to try to deceive the Jewish nation, and they're going to almost get them, but they can't get them because God said, I'm going to protect them. And guess what? The world will say, yes, this is our man. Trump was all right, but he wasn't good enough. Obama was all right, but he wasn't good enough. None of these men, none of these presidents, none of these world leaders ain't going to be nothing compared to this Antichrist, because he's going to be the masterpiece of Lucifer. He's going to have knowledge and wisdom, and he's going to become the dragon in the middle of the tribulation period. My friends, this will be hell. I cannot preach nothing else but save you and him crucified. That's why Jesus Christ was crucified, to save you from this. If you want to be saved, you can be saved. If you don't believe me, amen. If you don't believe me, Jesus Christ is the most hated man on the planet. Go down the street and say, hey, Jesus. Just lift up your hand and say, Jesus. I bet you stop every traffic stop. People be looking at you. What? You calling Jesus? Oh, my God. The world do not love Jesus. You hear what I said? Church folks don't love Jesus. Some preachers don't love Jesus. They don't love him like that burning love. I mean, that desire, but that divine love. They don't love him, because if you love him, you obey him. And the world today is saying, the heck with this man. Heck with this Messiah. Man, so what's going to happen? And I'm going to give it to the brother. God bless you. Jesus Christ will remove the church. And when he removes the church, he will send 144,000 Jewish men to preach for the first 3 1/2. They are going to preach the gospel of the kingdom. And the gospel of the kingdom and the gospel of grace is two different dispensations. The gospel of grace is undeserved love of God. The gospel of the kingdom is undeserved merit of Lord mixed with wrath. God is going to bring wrath, then he's going to bring mercy, then he's going to bring wrath, then he's going to bring mercy to what? Try to convince the world that they need a savior. But the Bible says, and all the world worship the beast. What is he saying? He said majority of the world will go to hell. Oh, you preacher. Why? It's not God's fault. It's man's fault for rejecting the ultimate sacrifice. And the world today is trying to eliminate Jesus Christ in every aspect of our natural life. In the schools, no, they don't want him in the school. They don't want him in some of these churches. They don't want him on the street corner. They don't want nobody to witness. You say Jesus today, man, folks ball up into a knot and go mad. Because the devil is what? Roaring like a lion, seeking he may devour. But he's going to be defeated by what? The victory of the Lamb. God bless you. Brother, roll with it.
Amen, doctor. Amen. That was an awesome message. Amen, brother. Awesome message. Amen. Amen. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Amen. 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 Awesome, brother. Amen. You hit on some very strong points on salvation. Amen. This war. Amen. It's inevitable. Amen. It is here. I know a lot of people don't want to talk about it. People just say, well, won't we just pray about it? Amen. Some say, oh, well, we don't know what's going to happen. Amen, doctor. I'm just telling you, amen. But this is Bible prophecy, amen.
That's Bible.
It has, amen. It has been too much that's been revealed to us, amen, just for us to believe that this is a type. Amen. I believe that the king is coming soon. Amen. I know, amen. I know the watchman on the wall believes the king is coming soon.
You better believe it,
brother. Amen. Amen. I want to touch on some more things. Amen. Out of the book of Revelation. Amen. I know a while back, a few weeks back, we were talking about the seal, the trumpets, and the bowl judgments that are going to happen. Amen. These judgments are not going to be on the righteous. The church will not be here. These judgments are going to be on the wicked, those who reject God. Amen.
Come on.
So we're going to take a look at those things. Amen. We've been talking about, amen, the war, amen, the things that are going on now, amen. And all we can do is pray for those that are affected by this war, those that are going to be affected by this war. Amen. My son was telling my wife the other day that right now in the United States, they're getting ready for a draft.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said? That
I hear what you said.
For a draft in the United States.
Come
Amen.
On.
My brother was just telling me the other day, he said, the men who are 49 and above are exempt. Amen. But they're looking for people from ages 18 to 48 years old.
Can you hear what
Lord
I said?
Have mercy.
I hear what you said. You got that right.
Lord have mercy. Doctor, I tell you, we have to be praying. This is no joke. But
this is no joke, bro.
Serious, amen. If it wasn't serious, why would Biden, why would the U.S. government say that?
A draft.
They are anticipating nuclear warfare. America's on high alert for nuclear high alert. They already said it. Russia's on nuclear high alert. Amen. Europe. Amen. This is not, just like we said a few weeks ago about, they were talking about Russia possibly invading. We said, hey, this ain't no joke. You don't put 150,000 soldiers that somebody bought. If Mexico or Canada, this is just hypothetically speaking, was to put 150,000 soldiers at the U.S. border, how do you think we would feel?
Come on, preacher.
Amen. We would feel like, man, they must want to fight. Don't nobody show up at your doorstep with weapons and say, oh, we just want to talk. Talk! Amen. We
should
have had the right ones on the wall. Amen. We knew that talking, diplomacy, he was already past diplomacy while they was talking about diplomacy and sanctions. He was already past that. This was a man that when he ordered 100,000 troops, when he first ordered, it was just 75,000 to 100,000 troops. When he first ordered that, well, he was already past diplomacy. When he had his warheads, his tanks, he knew he didn't come to talk. He meant business. Amen. He meant war. He wasn't coming out to talk to the Ukrainian. If he wanted to talk to the Ukrainian president, he could have just called him up. He could have just Skyped him. He could have got on his computer and talked to him. He just wanted to just talk. But when somebody show up at your door in fatigues and weapons, they're not here to talk.
No.
They are here for war. Amen.
War.
You can't take that no other way when somebody shows up at your doorstep. Ring your doorbell and say, hey, come outside. And he got fatigue and he got a gun in his hand, gun on his hip, a gun rifle on his back. This man is at your door. He wants war. He ain't at your gate. He ain't at your gate talking about, hey, man, come on out so we can talk. We ain't talking if you got a gun, if you got a weapon. You are here to fight me. And you don't mean me no good. You mean me harm.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's just be real. Amen. He meant harm. So here we are. This man has started war, and possibly you're looking at World War III. They're going to drag the year. Because I'll tell you right now, if any one of NATO's countries get into it, you can forget it.
Yeah.
America's going to get into it. All of Europe is going to be plundered into a war. China's going to jump in because China ain't going to just let the West. China's just itching. Y'all can, you can think, you can believe what you want to, but you read and listen to the conversation of the China's president. They're itching for a war. For some reason, they got in for the United States. They've been flexing their muscles. We talked about this, brother, amen, this past summer. China's been flexing his muscles and say, come on, United States, if you think so, get in the boxing ring with me. We got over 200 million, y'all ain't hear what I'm saying, 200 million soldiers. We have over 370 million people in our nation. This is a country that got grown men ready to fight. That is insane.
Come on, preacher.
And the brother already said, man, if they was to take a gun and was to try to shoot all those soldiers, it would take them over. I think the person almost 30 years. That is insane. So their manpower is unmatched. Plus, like I said, you don't know the other players. Amen. The brother just gave you five of the players. Amen. Just a moment ago. Turkey, Germany. Amen. I think he believed he said Turkey. Amen. Germany.
Yeah, Turkey.
Persia, which is what? Amen. Which is Iran, one of the Arabic nations. Ethiopia.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about
Ethiopia.
This. Amen. I learned this a while ago.
Yeah.
Did you know that all of Africa to the Europe, when they used to write in the ancient books in their history in Greece and Europe, when they say Ethiopia, did you know that Ethiopia used to represent all of Africa?
Come on.
Have mercy. So when we don't just think of Ethiopia. We're talking about possible other African nations sign up joining who? Russia. Libya, which is African and Arabic nations together, right there around Egypt. These nations are very powerful.
Yeah.
Their pockets are deep. Amen. They own most of the oil. I remember years ago when I used to work for Citigroup, and when 9/11 happened, they were so afraid because they said the Arab nations pretty much own our bank. We was on high alert because I worked there. But they said, man, we on high alert. We got to be careful because these Arabs, they own over $77 billion worth in this company. We like, what? Wait a minute. What? The Arabs won what? 77. At that time, they are almost $100 billion worth of investments in that company. See, y'all don't know how entangled we are with other nations when it comes to money.
Come on now.
All these nations are they're in bed with each other. They're doing. This is the mark of the beast. This is Babylon.
Come on.
The whore that sit on many. What people are, well, America is Babylon. Europe is Babylon. The whole world is Babylon. Satan rules the whole planet right now. Come on now. The Bible says in Revelation 17 chapter, the whore that sitteth upon many waters. What does that mean? It's every continent on this planet serves Satan. They all doing business together. Why do you think that they're able to go into other countries and do business in the setup?
Yeah.
But right now, Russia's saying right now, amen. We are in trouble, and we got to do something for our nation. And the West is not going to tell us how to control, how to dictate this thing that we got to do for our household. The NATO ain't going to tell us what to do. So we're going to run down there. Amen. The brother set it up for you beautifully. We're going to trample over Ukraine. They just want to subdue Ukraine. So like the brother said, they can have a clear path to go down into Israel.
Come on, preacher.
Israel has something that they need.
Yeah.
Amen.
Absolutely.
And the world is saying, you know what? You're going about it the wrong way. Russia said, no, we're going about it our way. We're not going to do what you do. You're not going to dictate to us what we got to do to take care of our household. You did it. Amen. Well, there's nobody sending to you when you went and enslaved, when you went and got the slaves, amen, the children of Israel, amen, and took them over and built your nation. Amen. Ain't nobody said nothing about that. Amen.
Uh-uh.
But now they're saying, but you want to tell us what we got. Russia said, we got to do this. So stand back and let us do this.
Uh-huh.
But NATO and the U.S. said, no, you're going up, but you can't do it this way. And so right now, they're going to start World War III by doing what they're doing because when they're amen, like the brother said, amen, when they make that attack, they got to jump in. Too many lives are being lost, and they can't just sit back and just watch that because the world is like, well, what's going on? We just going to let Russia just bully us? Russia is bullying right now.
Yeah.
And they said, we got to stop them. Amen.
Come on.
We got to do something
Come on.
About that. Amen.
Come on.
So. The seal, the trumpets, the bowl of judgments, the church is about Revelation 4:1. The church is about to be what? Raptured.
Go.
Gathered together. Called home.
Come on, preacher.
Amen. We won't be here for this. And God said, I won't have this. I won't have my church to go through this nonsense. Man is down here cutting up, killing one another. They got nuclear weapons on the earth. Amen. God said, I got to call my people out of this situation. Amen.
Ooh.
And so what's going to happen when the trumpets sound,
come
amen,
on,
we've
preacher.
Been standing for a while, like the brother said, when the trumpets sound, The dead in Christ shall rise, and
yes.
those of us who are alive and remain shall be caught up
yes.
to meet Christ in the air. And to
yes.
be with him forevermore, we will be judged. We are going to receive our rewards for
Come
the works.
On.
Amen. That's where your works
Amen.
Count. See, your works don't count towards your eternal salvation. Christ said, I died for your sins. That's already taken care of. I died for
That's
your
right.
sins. So there's no need to bring up your sins when you come up to get your reward. Amen. When you graduate
Amen.
From college, when you graduate from high school, they don't bring up all the bad grades you made. They don't bring up in the days you missed school when you cut up in class. They come up and say, here is your diploma and congratulations. They shake your hand, and you go on back to your seat and have your seat. Amen. When the saints are rewarded, Christ is going to call you up, and you're going to receive your rewards for the things done in this body.
Woo!
That's your
go ahead.
We tried in the fire. The Bible says
yeah.
that. Amen. That's going to be tried. Silver, gold, and precious stones. Or it's either going to be wood, stubble, or hay.
Come on.
And he said on the wood stuff, the wood, hay, the stubble, he said, I can't reward you on that. But this here, that's gold, silver, and precious stone, here is your reward. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen, doctor. Hallelujah.
Amen, doctor.
You're going to get your rewards, your crowns. Oh, man. You're going to get a robe. Come on, doctor. You're going to get
yes,
a robe that's whiter than snow.
Woo.
Man, you're going to be beautiful. And you're going to receive
Hallelujah.
The greatest gift. You gonna
Get
be young,
gift.
Amen. You gonna look young. You gonna be 100 and still look young.
Look young,
man. Look at here, amen. I'm almost 50. I ain't got the muscles
yeah.
like I used to have. My muscles are kind of sagging on me now, doctor. I know I heard you while ago. She used to have nice, beautiful hair. Now you got. Patches, amen. I lost my hair, amen. Little hair I used to have.
Ooh.
I got a bald spot, but I got to keep cutting it.
Oh,
amen. I got to do this maintenance, amen. I try to walk or exercise a little bit just to maintain what I got, amen, to try to make myself look decent. Amen. I ain't saying nothing's wrong with exercising because we've enjoyed our time, amen. We used to have six packs. I used to be an athlete. I used to run track and play football. Basketball,
go ahead,
I used to be an athlete.
Go ahead.
So I've enjoyed my time, amen. I used to tell my kids, hey, man, I used to be sexy back in the day, amen.
Yeah.
Amen, I
yeah.
did. I ain't trying to boast and brag, but I'm just being honest. Amen, I enjoyed my youth. I did. Amen, but
yeah.
I do understand. Like my brother said, I'm the youngest of six boys. My brothers always they say, keep living. They used to tell me, I said, keep living. Amen. All the muscles gonna go. I didn't believe him at the time. I said, oh, man, I ain't going to never stop looking like this. I go to the mirror place, but I said, I ain't going to never stop looking like this, man. Which is
yeah.
I walk around my shirt off. And, I mean, I thought I was it. He said, keep living.
Keep
and
living.
He right. Man, keep living. Amen. The weight come on. The muscles begin. You ain't got time to go to the gym. You spend most of your time studying and working. Spend time with
yeah,
the wife and kids.
Yeah.
You don't have time to run the street and do
yeah.
the things you used to. You don't go to the club and dance and shake and sweat.
Yeah,
and keep stepping. You don't do them things no more.
No.
Amen.
You're telling
Amen.
Us,
Amen.
You're telling us.
All glory be to God. Amen. I thank him for his deliverance. I thank God for his grace and his mercy for saving our souls. Brother, I thank him for you and your ministry. And what you have done, I thank you for sharing, amen, knowledge and education. Iron sharpens iron, amen. You said, I bless you with my knowledge and education.
Yeah,
and that's
you
what
do.
We're here
yeah,
for.
You do.
Amen.
Yeah,
you amen, brother. Thank you. All glory be to God, amen. It ain't nothing for us to boast or brag about because
no.
all of our gifts, all of our talents have come from God, amen. And we thank
amen.
You for what he has done, amen. I got some time, amen.
Amen.
Let me run through this before I get back over to the brother. Amen. We talked about the seven trumpets. One third of the earth will be on fire. One third. Amen. That's so if you was to kind of divide that up, I know 33, 33, and 33 equals 99%. So if you was to add a little bit to that somewhere, amen, just think of it as that. Amen. A portion of the earth, less than half the earth, is going to be on fire. Amen. So that's going to contribute to your what? Your famine, amen, because you're not going to be able to grow things, amen. One-third of the trees will be on fire, amen. So that's going to be a bad thing because fruit trees or whatever it is that man can eat from is going to be affected. But we know that it also said in Revelation, the 6th chapter, it says what? Hurt not the oil and wine. We know that most fruit trees are like oil-based trees. Amen. So you know that God's going to preserve, amen, some type of vegetation on the earth. There will be some vegetation. Yeah. It won't be total starvation on the planet, but it's going to be very critical. There's going to be a huge number of people that's going to lose their life. Amen. They estimate I've heard some scholars and theologians say, some experts say, that's according to the Bible, who study the Bible, it's going to be 1 or 2 billion people. We don't know, amen. I actually believe it to be a higher number. I believe it could be almost half, and I'm just not just saying that because I want people to die. I'm just saying what Daniel and Christ said. It's going to be a time on this earth not like no other, amen. It's going to be a lot of, so you calculate this. You're talking about wars, famines, pestilences, man, you name it. Demons on the earth. It's going to be
demons.
Demons on the earth, man. Come on now. You ain't going to have, the mortician ain't going to have time to do all these bodies. They're just going to be throwing bodies in these mass graves. You ought to go on YouTube and see those, pull up mass graves around the world. And you see all the mass graves. That, they ain't talking about them bumping nobody in no plastic caskets. They're going to toss somebody in them caskets and throw dirt over them and keep going. They ain't going to have time for all that. Amen. Then it says,
amen,
all grass will be burned. That's the first trump. The second trump, one-third of the sea becomes blood. Amen.
Blood.
One-third of the sea becomes blood, meaning that's going to affect, amen, the water. Amen. We can take bath, flush the toilet, drink clean water. I got a bottle of water right now I'm going to sip on.
Come
on. Amen. Clean water.
Come on.
Amen. We got that right now. It's not going to be so in the tribulation. You ain't going to be able to go to Sam's and Costco and your store, local store, and buy bottles of water. They're going to run out.
Right.
Everybody's stocking up and buying bunkers and what you call those things, those little storage houses and stuff. That's why storage houses are going up. Amen. We had to get us one, amen. And storage houses used to get them for $1,500. I don't know what you get them for anywhere, but in Texas, you used to get them for $1,200 to $2,000. Them jokers that went up to $4,000 to $7,000. We like, Lord have mercy. Man,
Lord,
I'm telling you, get ready. One-third of the ships will be sunk. One-third of the ships will be sunk. So the ships that are bringing in lobster, seafood, whatever you like, if they travel it, if they bring in trade, they're going to be sunk. Amen. This is going to be a horrible time, y'all. I'm telling y'all. Y'all think, see, right now the ships are just sitting out the sea. At some point, they're going to be sunk. Amen.
Yeah.
One-third of the fish dead. Man, do you know how much fish the world eats? I'm talking about even poor nations are able to get fish. They able to throw nets out there, cast them. They're able to eat.
One-third
of the fish will be dead in the sea. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Amen, family. You better get ready. The third trump, a falling star, poisons one-third of the rivers and one-third of the fountains. Amen, which we know, we believe, it's talking about wormwood, amen.
Wormwood.
A falling star poisoned the rivers and the fountains. That's bad. You ain't gonna be able to drink the water already because of blood. Then you got the poison also in another one-third of the water. So you really look at that, about two-thirds of the waters of the world is going to be affected. That's pretty high. I mean, it's going to be a little bit of water on the earth, and man, people are going to be fighting. People are going to be going crazy. Amen.
Yeah.
Trump, the fourth trump. One-third of the sun is darkened. Man, that's going to cut down the light. Amen. Yes, sir, doctor. One-third of the sun darkened. And then it says one-third of the moon dark and one-third of the stars are dark. Amen. But that basically means at night, it's going to be pretty much pitch black at night. You're going to hardly be able to see anything. Amen. We know that a lot of things are going to be affected during this tribulation. Some places probably won't even have any power. Amen. Amen. The fifth trump, here it is. Demonized locusts tortured men for 5 months. Demonic locusts was going to come up and torture men for 5 months. You're not going to be able to die. Folks going to try to kill themselves. You talking about the Night of the Living Dead, Walking Dead, Thriller, whatever you want to call it. You think the Thriller was something. You talking about you're going to get your Thriller, your Fright Night, your Army of the Dead, everything. There's all these little demonic little zombie movies they showing you. You're going to get it. Amen. 5 months, man, going to seek death. Read it. Go over there to Revelation, I believe it's the 9th chapter, and read it. It said that man will seek death, and death will flee. Man, that is going to be some incredible stuff you're going to see if you're going to be here on the earth during the tribulation. It's going to be some stuff you can't even imagine. You're going to be like, what in the world is happening on this
Come
planet?
On.
Amen. The sixth trump. Amen, doctor. Amen. It says one-third mankind dead. Amen. One-third, almost half of the planet. Not quite, but definitely at 33-34% of the planet. That's why I say it's going to be a high number into the billions. Amen. It may be just 1 or 2 billion, but that is a lot of people. You can't imagine about 1 to 3 billion people dead on this planet in that short period of time. That is just the stench. Man, the body's just dead. And you know that's going to cause more pestilences and diseases because they ain't going to have time. They may have to even burn some of the bodies. They're going to be burning bodies like crazy. Amen. Then watch this. 2 million men from Asia goes to Middle East. Amen. That's when we're talking about the Chinese soldiers. Amen. They believe that's going to be China because China is the one nation that boasts so many soldiers. It may be with some other nation, but they believe it's going to be Asia. Amen. China more preferably. Seven Trump. Earthquake. 7,000 die in Jerusalem. Lord have mercy. 7,000 die in Jerusalem. Amen. Amen. The seven bowls. Let me get these bowls out of the way. Amen. Boils on followers of Antichrist, cancer, AIDS, you know, people who got cancer get boils. People who have AIDS get boils in the body. Boils are sores. You saw this in ancient Egypt on the Egyptians. Them boils, I heard, they can get pretty big. They're about the size of a quarter or bigger, and they can get big and ugly. And you, man, I'm tell you, I don't see how folks would want to be here to deal with that mess. Man, that's driving me nuts. Hey, man, I don't like sores to be on my body now. I go and put alcohol peroxide and throw me a Band-Aid on that real quick. I don't like to deal with sores. Amen. But these folks are going to deal with boils on their body. Amen. You got to understand, this is the great tribulation. So it's going to probably be a lot worse than what you can imagine. You're going to have boils on your face, boils on your back. Man, you don't know what to do with yourself. On your legs, your arms. Man, look at here. Amen. And then
come on.
The second bowl, all sea, Lord have mercy, becomes blood. All sea becomes blood. We know that the sea helps rivers and fountains. Because why? What do rivers and fountains get their source of water? From the sea. So now it says all rivers turn into blood in the third bowl. All rivers turn into blood. And then the second bowl says all sea becomes blood, all fish dead. So as you where you saw in the second trump where there was one-third fish, one-third of the sea became blood, now in the second bowl all sea becomes blood. And all fish are dead. And the third bowl, all rivers turn into blood. My God. I don't know what folks are going to do, brother. You talking about already dealing with starvation. And they say the thing that will help you live the longest when you don't have food is water. They always teach us when we was in school in elementary. If you don't have no food, make sure you got water because you can live longer without food if you got some water. Man, you're not going to even have no water to drink. You gonna forget, brother?
No.
They gonna say forget taking the bath. I just want something to drink.
No, ain't no bath.
Ain't no bath. So you gonna be stinking. You gonna have boils on your body. You gonna be smelling. Ain't gonna be no food bodies. The earth already probably gonna be smelling from all the dead bodies. Lord, man, I don't know what man. But I thank God for my salvation. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Yahweh. Amen. Thank you, Yahshua, for saving our soul. Lord have mercy. We don't have to go.
Yes.
I don't want my wife to go through that. I don't want my children to go through that. I don't want
my,
one of my family and friends to go through that. But I don't even want my worst enemies to go through this. Amen. This is a horrible thing. Amen. This is why we're praying for y'all. Let me say these last few bowls. Let me get back over
to the phone.
Amen. The fourth bowl, the sun scorches all mankind. Not some. All. In other words, you think Texas get hot. Sometimes we get up to 103 degrees. Amen. It's been the hottest. And with the heat, with the sometimes with the the concrete and the metal, especially in the metro and the cities, it gets so hot. Your dashboard on your car reads 109 degrees, 105 degrees sometimes. It's in Arizona. I had people tell me it got over 110 at times. Man, and sometimes in Africa, they said there are places in Africa where it gets to like 110. I've heard some people say 120. I don't know how that true that is, but that's pretty hot. I know if 95, 100 degrees here in Texas is hot, I know at nighttime in Texas, I love it. It'd be 95 degrees at night. I can go outside my sandals, my tank top, and my shorts. It's 95 degrees at night in Texas. I had a friend, amen, he's from Ohio, and he said, man, I don't see how y'all deal with it. I said, brother, I love it. Amen. I said, brother, we're used to it like y'all used to the cold. I said, man, I love it. Amen. Then, you know, in Houston, Dallas, it gets kind of humid. And in West Texas, in Lubbock, up in Lubbock, West Texas, you got dry heat, and it gets dry and hot. Amen. But when you talk about this here, this is going to be scorching. We don't know what the temperature is going to look like. You about to stay in your house. Lord have mercy. It's going to be miserable, brother.
Miserable.
Miserable. Ooh, man. The fifth bowl, total darkness on earth. Total darkness on earth. Probably electricity probably won't go, probably not going to run. It's probably going to be some issue with electricity. You're going to probably have to burn lamps. You're probably going to have time to do that with so much going on. It's going to be hard for you to get light. You're going to be able to charge your cell phone. It's going to be tough. The sixth bowl, the Euphrates dries. Asian kings go to Mideast for Armageddon. Those armies, amen, from that part of the world are going to go to Armageddon. The Euphrates rivers is going to dry up. They're going to gather together for the war of all wars. The greatest war on this planet is going to take place at Armageddon. World War III ain't going to have nothing on Armageddon. Man, look at here. Armageddon's going to be the war. They're going to bring the best. They're going to bring out the most secret weapons out. If they got military armor where the tanks can turn invisible and the soldiers can turn invisible, they're going to bring it out. Whatever evil, dastardly thing they've been hiding, the alien technology is what they're going to bring out. Ancient alien technology, demonic technology, and fallen angel technology. They're going to bring this technology out at the Battle of Armageddon. Amen. And we all know we're going to talk about how Christ is going to come down from heaven and how he's going to smote them. Amen. The seventh bowl, earthquake falls, all cities, Babylon sighted, big size hell. Lord have mercy. The brother says 75 pounds. Lord, can you imagine that pound in the earth? 75 pounds fall from the sky? Man,
woo!
That'll kill you. It'll hit you.
Lord,
you can count it, if that hits you, you can count it. It's over. You're done. It's a wrap. That come out the sky. They showed up in Asia. There's a video. I can't remember if it was China or Japan. One of those Asian nations. They had some very huge hail. They was probably about the size of a, you know how them big softballs are, doctor? They were that big. Man, them things were hitting them car windshields. Man, them folks was running like crazy. I said, man, what is this? I said, this is like some Revelation stuff here. Man, them things were so huge. They were just the size of a softball. Man, can you imagine something that's probably the size, almost the size of a basketball coming out the sky? I mean, that probably turned through a car. Lord, have mercy, brother. Man, what manner of man ought we to be?
Come on, preacher.
In the day of the Lord. What manner of man? The Bible says, who shall
be able to stand?
Lord, have mercy. I had to cover those. And don't forget, I'm about to turn back over to the brother. Don't forget the seven thunders. John was told to shut it up and don't write. We don't even know what the seven thunders are going to be. Man, don't write no more. My dad used to talk about that when I was a kid. He said, John, don't write no more. I was like, what is he talking about when he said, John, don't write? What is he talking about? God said, John, don't write. Don't write anything. That's it. We don't even know what the 7,000 is going to be. Lord have mercy. Go ahead, doctor. Go ahead, man.
All right, man. You're a bad boy when it comes to the word of God, man. Shoot. Good.
That's you, doctor.
Yeah, well, it takes both of us. I ain't taking the credit because you bring it out yourself. Revelation is a book where God is going to show his mercy before he comes back to the earth. And in doing so, he's going to have to reduce the population. Only way he can reduce the population are those that reject him. Reject God are the only ones going to be reduced. The righteous that still left here on earth after the rapture of the church, the tribulation saints, God will protect them and bring them through all that has to come up on the earth, because he said, I will never forsake the righteous or seed big and great. And a lot of people say, well, if there's going to be still righteous people here, how are they going to get through? They're going to get through by faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ during the time of tribulation. But you really have to be in Christ in order to go through the tribulation. Won't make it, some will make it. Some will make it through the end of the tribulation and go into the millennium reign. That's those that got saved during the whole part of the tribulation period, because those that go through the millennium reign of Jesus, get to the millennium reign, in their natural bodies, God is going to use them to repopulate the earth one more time. He did it in the days of Noah. He repopulated the earth. And he's going to do it again in the seventh millennium, which is the millennium reign of Jesus Christ, because that's going to be the last test that God is going to give man to prove to man. Now, he's going to prove this to man, the devils, the angels, the unbelievers, the believers, every creature will understand why God gave man 7,000 years to redeem mankind, and man refused it.
That's right.
And a lot of people say, well, you can go to hell for drinking. You can go to hell for fornication. You cannot go to hell for fornication. You're going to hell mainly of unbelief. You rejected.
That's it.
You rejected the total utopia plan that only God had. If you would talk to God, if you would sit down on God's throne or by his throne and ask the Lord God Almighty, say, Lord, can you find another way that you can redeem man? Can you so powerful, can you find another way to redeem? And you know what God would tell you? He said, I'm powerful, all right, but I ain't that powerful. I don't have no other way. Woo! That's saying something, brother. I don't have no other way to redeem man but through myself, through my son, and the shed blood that I did on the cross. I don't have another cross. I only got one cross. There's only one way. And if humanity rejects this one way that God has prepared for them before the foundations of the world, and they reject it, they got to go to hell.
That's right.
Why? Because they disbelieve in the blood and the resurrection of the only begotten Son of God. Now, that's why you're going to hell. You're going to hell because you refuse to get your sins washed away. And sin, you hear what I said? Good God Almighty. Brother Jackson, you can't live with God in heaven in sin. Can't do it. You got to have your soul sanctified, and you got to have a glorified body before you can live with God forever. And if you haven't been saved, you cannot get a glorified body. The only body you will get If you die without Christ, is a body, and it will be cast into hell, where it will be torn, and you will burn. You will burn when you didn't have to burn, because you was on the top side of the earth. You did what you wanted to do. You denied the word of God. You did what you wanted to do. You lied. You cheated. You backbited. You party, you did everything that your mind can even comprehend. And then there's some people sit around and say, well, I didn't do those things. Whether you did them or not, you still have to be born again and come to Jesus Christ and believe that he's the Son of God and that he died and rose again for your sins. And if you want to take your sins to hell, guess what? You got to pay for them. And the wages of sin is death.
That's
and death means spiritual death, a separation from God Almighty. Can you figure this out? Figure this out. People say, "Well, I don't love Jesus. I don't love Jesus." And since you don't love Jesus, then when you get ready to die, you want to go to heaven. Now think about this: how in the world can you go to heaven and you don't love Jesus? When God gave his own son from heaven for you to receive, and you rejected it. And since you rejected it, you rejected the atonement for your sin. And so now you got to pay for your own sin.
That's right.
You buy a house, you got to pay for it. Huh? If you buy a car, you got to pay for it. If you don't pay, you don't get it. And if you
want
to pay for your own sin, then you got to pay the price. And the price of Christ is eternal torment, eternal fire. Nobody goes to hell and don't take money with them, because there's five things you will take with them if you go to hell. And that's a long if. That's a crooked if. If you go, I don't want you to go. You don't need to go. You don't have to go. You ain't going to sell your soul for this piece of pottage meat that we live on the 3 score and 10 years. You're going to sell your soul to the devil and do what the devil tell you and have a whole lot of fun, and then for eternity, live in eternal torment for a little, a week of a little fun? No. You ain't gonna live like the devil here and then die and go to heaven. Ain't going to happen. Please listen to me. I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart. And I know the brother Jackson, amen, is saying the same thing. Don't go to hell.
Amen.
Go to Siberia. Good God. Go up there on the top of the world and freeze to death. I'd rather freeze to death than burn to death.
That's right.
Ooh. And people today are rather burn to death for a little piece of sin, a little tantalizing of sin. Instead of coming to Jesus Christ, where he can fix your soul up. He can fix you up. Boy, you talking about something. Woo! If I could express the way I feel, you'll think I don't want crazy. Jesus Christ is my Savior. And what he did 2,000 years ago, he did it for you too. Amen. God got enough for everybody. But it depends upon the person what they want. Young man out there, the elderly out there is listening to this radio program, listen to Brother Jackson. This is we're not playing. We're serious. We're serious.
That's right.
We want you to grab your friends on Sunday night, Sunday evening 5 o'clock. Grab your friends on Wednesday. Grab your friends on Saturday. Brother Tim Jackson, come on with his program. I'll be on there with you. Bring your friends and sit and listen. Listen. Just listen. You don't have to have a 50-piece choir. You don't have to have no drums. You don't have to have that. That's all in worshiping, but that ain't going to save you. What saves you is Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Don't, if you go back to church, don't go because you got a new suit of clothes or because you feel like you got to go. If you don't want to go, you don't have to go. If you don't think you need to go, don't go. If you ain't hearing something, amen, that inspire you from the pulpit, amen. You got to fall on your knees and say, Lord, 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 if I can't get nothing here, send me somewhere else. And I guarantee the Lord will send you somewhere. Because people will start going back to church a little bit, but they ain't going back in enthusiasm. Amen. And if you ain't going in enthusiasm and walking the Spirit, there ain't no use of you going. If you're trying to press your way and make yourself go, don't go. Stay home, get on your knees. And the Bible says, whosoever called upon the name of the Lord. That means wherever you at, wherever, if you sitting on the
come
toilet
on,
seat,
doctor.
Come on, y'all. If you're driving in your car and all of a sudden God touched your heart and you start crying and you start repenting, knowing that God has been good to you. He's been a bless. He has blessed you to live this long with all your old crooked stuff you done done, all the little lies you done told, all the little try to get away things that you done done, and the Lord touched your spirit and you repent right there in your car. You could be walking down the road and say, Lord, save my soul. Please
Amen.
Save my soul. Save my soul. Don't want to go to hell. It ain't going to be nobody's fault but yours. You can't
That's
blame
right.
nobody. At the great white throne, listen to what I'm saying. At the great white throne, ain't nobody going to be able to lift up their head at the great white throne. Nobody.
That's right. Come on,
anybody,
doctor.
I don't care if you, I mean, it's going to be a great host of people who rejected Christ through their life. Millions of people. And not one will be able to lift up their head and say, Lord, I am worthy. Can't do it. You can't do it. And if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, the Bible says, good God Almighty, I don't move my Lord. Jake just said, come on now. A lot of them preachers out there ain't saying it. They saying if you just be good and do works and get a lot of money, you can make it on in. And the public you going to, the Lord, ain't no preacher going to be able to stand up and say, Lord, you called me to preach. No, God said, I don't know you. I don't know you. You're hard for me. You're
That's
worthless
right.
of iniquity. I never knew you.
That's right.
The great white throne, you don't want to be there. You don't want to be standing on the judgment do just your in the do just a universe out there nowhere and God
well,
up some, and all the wicked will drop their heads between their shoulders and the only thing the only thing all of them going to say this oh what a fool I was. Beyond tears.
Lord have mercy.
Can't repent at the great white throne. Can't repent. You can't repent after you die. You can't say sorry, Lord, save me. You can't repent after you
That's
die.
Right.
And you can't repent what? At what? The great white throne. At the judgment seat, good God Almighty, God said you can repent. You can repent and say, Lord, I know I didn't do what I want to do, but I accepted your son. I was
Amen.
Weak, I was and the Lord said, yes, that's wood, head, and stubble. The brother brought it up, wood, head, and stubble.
Amen.
I don't want no wood. I don't want no wood. You hear what I said?
Amen.
I said, I don't want no wood. Wood means you don't get no crown. On the crown, you
that's
get
right.
the crown of eternal life. I want a crown. I want a crown. You know what I'm going to do? When I get my crown, hallelujah, praise God, I'm going to take my crown off and give it to Jesus.
That's
you know
right.
why?
Amen.
Without Jesus, saving my soul, I would be unworthy to receive a crown because all that you do it through Christ. Because
that's
only
right.
what you do through Christ will stand. And that's why
that's
I'm,
right.
I'm pounding the gospel. Brother Tim is pounding the gospel. He's reading and studying and praying and fasting to get the gospel out on the radio, on the internet, on YouTube, or wherever we can touch somebody's life because we love you. We love y'all out there. Those
that's
that are
right.
listening, we love y'all out there. I go crazy. I go crazy about you when I see you in glory if you receive Christ tonight. Amen. If you already have received him, amen, I'll see you in glory. Hey, let me tell you, we're going to have a a mind beyond mine. We're going to have a mind like Christ. We ain't going to forget nothing of what the Lord has given us to do down here on earth. Hallelujah. It's time
Amen.
For us to get right. It's
That's
time
right.
for every preacher. If there's any preachers listening out there, hey, amen, get on your knees. That goes for me, too. I'm still on my. I'm going to stay on my.
Right, Doctor. Amen.
Time is short. Time is short.
That's
I
right.
am not no predictor. I am not no predictor.
Come on,
I am
that's
not,
right.
I don't know what day and hour, but I'll tell you one thing. I know the season. The season that Christ is going to come is in the seasons of September and October. If it ain't this September and this October, it'll be the next one. But let me tell you, the way Russia is coming
Amen.
Down from the north, man, they're getting ready for something. This ain't going to be no picnic. We ain't going out to the pool room and shoot pool. We ain't going out there to play croquette. We ain't going out there to play tennis. This is the real deal.
That's right.
This is God
the
getting
real
ready
deal.
To judge the world. Been talking about it for 6,000 years as a judgment. Appointed once for men to die and after death. Sister Brown, Sister Banana, you ain't going to Walmart. You ain't going down there to play bingo. You're ahead of a judgment, young man.
That's right.
Your fingers, you're jumping, and the young girls are shaking their behind and shaking all that they got. Let me tell you, when you die,
That's
you ain't
right.
going to no arena and do this over again. You're going to judgment.
That's it.
And you're going to be judged at what you have done. Whether it be good or evil. If you're saved, you're going to the judgment seat of Christ. If you're not saved,
right.
you ain't going nowhere until the final day of judgment of the wicked. We need to know. We need to know, amen, that you're getting blessed by this ministry.
Amen. Amen.
You know, I'm going to find a way out. Lord, I'm asking the Lord to give me a way that I can get in contact with some of the people that have heard Brother Tim and me. So it will encourage me just to hear from you. If you don't do nothing but call me up, I'm going to try to get another phone. Amen. So you can call me up wherever you are and say, hey, Brother McCall, this is you. I got your message. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to say nothing else. Amen. That'll give me and him a harder to preach because we want to preach it until the Lord calls us home.
Amen.
I'm getting ready to go home. And I believe by 2022, of September, there's going to be a great what?
Come on,
a great event that I've been crying about ever since I know how to preach the gospel and tell Jesus I love Him and tell Jesus I want to share this with everybody. I don't care where everybody they would sit down and listen. Brother Tim feels the same way. We have the same
Amen.
Spirit of having compassion upon people. People who are
right.
saved but having problems and situations in their lives. Amen. I want to let you know, let God take care of it. Amen. If God take care of it, I guarantee it'll get done. Amen. We are living in the last days. We're getting ready to enter into the seven-year tribulation. The church is getting
Amen.
Ready to be excommunicated. The Antichrist is alive today. He's alive today. He's coming out of Spain. Everybody want to know, how do you know that? Will you get there? That read the book. The seven toes that Daniel spoke of are represent NATO. NATO is the nation now that's trying to defend Ukraine. He's coming out of Spain. He is the king of Spain. He's alive today. He'll be 53 years old now. And a lot of people say, he's 6'6", and he's the king of Spain. He's been the king of Spain since 2014. And now,
as we get
closer to the rebuilding of the temple, the Jews getting ready to build the temple, they're getting ready to get the Ark of the Covenant. Oh, man, let me tell you something.
Come
else.
On, Bob.
The Jews, God's timepiece. God is going by the Jewish calendar, and he is on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. And God hasn't missed one split second of Bible prophecy being fulfilled on time. I'm going to run this down to you, and then I'm going to See if I have time enough to give it to Brother Carl, and I want him to all open the altar for you to come to Christ right now, wherever you are. Amen. The seven appointed times. I went over this long before